Welcome back to News and Views. I want to thank Proceed, RDO Truck Centers, Gate City Bank, and your locally owned Stop and Go food stores for making sure that we provide you this coverage of the NCAA Division I football championships down here in Frisco, Texas. We have a treat for you right now. Tom Van Voorhis, he's AJ's dad. AJ, a linebacker, special teams and
backup safety.
Yeah, I was going to say backup corner, but it's safety for the Bison. But Tom was a linebacker. That's my memory. He used to play with a friend of mine, Steve Krause, and played on a national championship team for the Bison. So, Tom, good to have you on News and Views.
Good to be with you.
This has got to be exciting. Have a boy playing. You know, you've been there yourself, maybe at a little bit different level, but are you making the trek to Frisco?
I'm sitting in Frisco right now, but yeah, it's very exciting. We've been very fortunate to have him have this opportunity, so we're just here to support him and support the Bison.
Tom, tell me the difference in the game. You know, watching you played at the highest levels you could for the Bison at the time, and then watching AJ play at the highest levels that he can for the Bison at this time. What's the differences today versus then?
Probably the speed of the game. I think the size of the kids, without a doubt, is a lot. Is something that's changed. I mean, we were considered to be big if we had guys that were, you know, 280-pound average across the offensive line. Now it's over 300. But I think the level of the skill kids has increased greatly over years. And, I mean, really the speed overall in the game, you look at every position, they're moving faster than we ever thought of.
Tom, 30 years ago, you guys played this Towson team in the 1983 NCAA Division II playoffs. Actually got them in the quarterfinals on a way to a national championship for the Bison. What do you remember about that football game, if much?
I remember them coming in. They were pretty highly touted, but I know Coach Morton and everybody was really impressed with, you know, their press conferences and stuff, and said they were a very classy group. I remember it was really cold that day out on Dakota Field. You could hear the turf crunch every step you took. But, you know, it was one of those things where, I mean, both teams had to play in it, and we went out there. It was a physical game. I mean, I think we ended up winning by 7. But, you know, they were a well-coached, you know, team. They had a very highly touted quarterback. I think the kid's name was Rogers, and they had a good running back. But, yeah, it was just one of those football games that was really fun because you battled hard, but, you know, like I said, I don't know, somebody else interviewed me, and you know, you'd knock somebody down, and, you know, all of a sudden you'd look, and they'd be helping you up, and you'd do the same thing, and it's just like, here we go, let's do it again. This is fun. So it was a great game.
One thing about cold weather, it brings some of that out in people because you're all in it together. Tom,
yeah,
exactly. Does AJ talk to you much throughout all this? Does he count on you for the experience of playing on some of those great Bison teams?
Well, I coached AJ in high school, and so, I mean, I think everything that I could tell him was done by high school. I mean, this is a different level, and you know, we talk about some of the things that happen once in a while, you know, in different situations, you know, that we've both gone through, and, you know, I think it's something that, you know, I just leave to the coaches there, because I knew they do a great job preparing these guys for every game, so, most of it, I think he's learned on his own. And, I mean, every situation's a little bit unique. But, you know, like I said, once he went to school, it's now he's being coached by other people. And like I always say, players play, coaches coach, and parents should just clap.
And yell a little bit as well.
Sounds like a coach, doesn't it, Ryan?
Tom, I'm anxious to find out the tradition that lays in NDSU football. When the Bison went to these gold jerseys, which has been a lucky charm for them, I'm anxious to see what your thoughts were. They went away from the traditional green and the traditional white, and they came up with this gold jersey. What are your thoughts on that?
You know, at first I looked at it, I thought that looks kind of out of place, but, you know, I've become used to them. I don't know. It just seems like that's a trend no matter where you go in football. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to have a couple different varieties of jerseys. Even, you know, at the high school level now, in some cases, you see teams that have two different sets of helmets, three different sets of jerseys. So it's just one of those things. And like I said, the kids kind of like it. It gives them options. So one of the things you just deal with.
Tom, do you remember playing with a guy named Bob Corbin?
Oh, absolutely.
Bob married my cousin, Lynette, my first cousin, and oh, they still have the old Bison flags with your logo. I went to Shields, and I got those 2-1 for Christmas. And I told Bob, I said, he said, this is going straight out to the lake. Going back to Ryan's question, he was like, I still like our old logo better. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, and I think there's a lot of, you know, when the new logo came out, I think, I remember talking to AJ and some other people, and they're all like, oh, I don't know, I think I still like the old logo better, you know, and it's, you know, it's tradition and everything else. But I don't know. It's just, like I said, some things have to change, and it gives people an opportunity to sell some more merchandise, I guess. But I still like the old logo better myself, but that's just me.
Another question on those lines, Tom. AJ's got a couple rings that are a little bit bigger than yours.
You had to pick things up. Things have changed there as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And don't think that he hasn't mentioned that a couple of times to me. But, no, you know, I'm just happy for the opportunity as parents. You know, then there's a great bunch of parents behind these kids. And we sat around last week and we're talking about it. And there's just a lot of things that have been, you know, going through your mind over the last couple of weeks. Like, I got a text from my brother yesterday. He's driving down from Minneapolis with a couple of his friends. And Mark was saying, yeah, I can't believe he's a senior already. This has gone way too fast. And, you know, as parents, we were talking about it last week and saying, you know, who would have thought when the kids signed here that they would have this kind of opportunity, you know, to get a chance to play in 3 national championship games. So, you know, yeah, we're all pretty fortunate.
You bet. And it's a great thing. And it's been great for the state, I got to tell you, Tom. Last one, serious one, as an old coach yourself, how do you keep a team that's, you know, quite frankly, expected to blow out this Towson team? How do you keep them focused and ready for the game?
Well, I think, you know, a lot of times in this kind of situation with kids that are, I mean, they've been there before and they know what to expect in this whole deal. And they realize, and that it's been drilled into them, I'm sure, over the years, that, you know, you got to respect everything, everyone, anything can happen on any given day. And, you know, you just look at the opponent and you don't worry so much about what the opponent's going to do. Just take care of your business, get yourself prepared and control what you can control, and the rest will take care of itself.
The whole Upper Midwest is going to be cheering for your son, AJ, and his teammates on Saturday. And I got to tell you, Tom, I appreciate you giving us time on News and Views today. Thanks.
My pleasure.